This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
What is America talking about? You're about to find out because we're going to welcome you into the inside world, the inner circle, the inner sanctum of the talk radio world. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who is the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine. You can find at talkers.com with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. He and his staff go through all the things that they listen to, radio programs, stations, hosts that are working over the issues of the week. So he has 10 stories that they've agreed upon are the biggies this week and the people who are ancillary to those conversations. So let's go through the list, Michael, after that 15-minute introduction.
Ah, actually, we have 14 stories. We squeeze in a few ties because it's that complicated. Might even be 15. My eyes are not deceiving me.
Great.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and the NBA playoffs are really gaining a little speed now as we come to the end of the first round and start the beginning of the second round. There was a seventh game for the Boston Celtics, and it's very interesting indeed. At number 9, the deadly Toronto van attack and the Waffle House killer. At number 8, Kanye West's Trump love. At number 7, the Pruitt hearings and the Iran nuclear deal tied at number 7. Number 6, a late arrival, but a major verbal storm. Very interesting, the Bill Cosby trial, the conviction. At number 5, Pompeo confirmed, and Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Ronnie, withdraws. At number 4, the immigrant caravan and DACA status. At number 3, the Trump Stormy Daniels case still near the top of the list. At number 2, the Trump-Macron visit. Fascinating international story. And at number 1, the Comey CNN town hall and the Trump-Russia investigation still at number 1. On the people list, we have Kim Jong-un at number 10, and that's a big story brewing toward the end of the week. At number 9, Kanye West. At number 8, Michael Avenatti, one of the many lawyers on the scene. Number 7, Dr. Ronnie Jackson and Scott Pruitt. Bill Cosby at number 6. Mike Pompeo at 5. Michael Cohen at 4. Emmanuel Macron at 3.
Did you see Kim Jong-un hopping over the concrete barrier into South Korea?
It's
quite a visualization.
I'm very proud of him. Hey, I said about 4 or 5 months ago that it's not outside the realm of possibility that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un will receive jointly the Nobel Peace Prize someday.
Yeah, we're putting them all back together again.
And it's really a beautiful thing. I hope it's not crap. I hope that they mean it.
Yeah. Well, it's like a lot of other stuff that's going on. There's so much that the information that we get is so clouded that the reality you never really know. And these guys may be helpful in contributing to the delinquency of all of us because we don't really know what's going on. I think that happens more often than not. Really and truly, I don't think. And that's part of the conversation that's helpful if you got a good talk radio person who can dig into the facts and enlighten people as to things they may not have known or thought about before. I think that really is one of the marvels of what we do for a living, Michael.
There's no question. It's called original angles, original takes, as opposed to just, reciting talking points that are warmed over.
Which some hosts are guilty of. There's no question about that.
Most hosts are guilty of that. But then again, most everybody in every field are mediocre. Doesn't mean it's not difficult to do. I mean, it's difficult to be a mediocre Major League Baseball player. They play better than I do. But most fields, the cream rises to the top, and that's why they call it the cream. It's a small percentage of the whole. And in radio, it's no different. The really, really super-duper hosts are a minority. Yeah. Most are follow the format, follow the talking points, and preach to the choir. And it's not a put-down. It's just a statement of reality. Back to what you said, though, before about the murkiness of the North and South Korea issue. Isn't it funny how suddenly the photos of Kim Jong-un, he doesn't look like a menacing madman anymore. He looks like a reasonable businessman. He looks very friendly and almost like
a PR and a makeup artist can do for you, right?
Isn't that, I mean, look at the photos of him. He's smiling and he's happy. And he's wearing nice clothes.
The world's newest hero.
His hair doesn't look so peculiar, you know, in terms of an exotic style that we're not used to. Oh, man, it's all psychology.
Yep, sure is. Understanding it, how we're all being used. The world is just a playground for the news media. It really is. All right, so let me just take one person aside as we go through this, talking about the hosts that rise to the top, the cream of the crop. One of the things this week, and I don't, if you're in talker land, if you go to talkers.com, you'll see one of the big stories this week is the return of Mike Francesa, who was and is, going to be again, probably or arguably the number one personality on radio in New York City. Is that too extreme a statement, or is this guy really, if you believe what you see in the New York newspapers for the last couple of days, this guy is more important than the president?
Mike Francesa is clearly the most talked about and most written about and highest profile personality in terms of media attention in New York. I can't say that he's necessarily the number one in terms of other statistics, ratings or revenue or, you know, there's so many ways of slicing it. But, yeah. And he has consistently, since we've done the Sports Talk Heavy 100, been the number one rated most important talk show hosts in America, local or syndicated, by Talkers Magazine until this year, because the rule is you have to be working at a radio station to be on that list, and he took himself off, and he went from being number one to number none. And I don't think that made him happy, even though he understood the rules. He really did a turnaround. The guy talked for years how he's going to leave. He basically abused management. He was very difficult to deal with, very successful, very self-confident, very demanding, very highly paid. You know, he can get away with that. And then he left. And to seek greater things, and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden rumors started leaking that he was desperate to get back on the air, and now he's coming back.
So you may or may not remember this conversation that you and I had at the last Talkers convention last June when he was there. We have him every June in New York City. This year, I think it's June 9th, is it? June 8th? June 9th?
June 8th. You better June 8th. Get the dates right, or you're going to get there and they're going to say it was yesterday. Enjoy your hotel night. There's a great Chinese restaurant down the block.
Right, thank you.
So, fun.
Anyway, I said to you when I had never met the guy before. I never talked to him. I watched him. I watched his body language. And I said to you, this guy's not going anywhere. He may be talking a big gig for whatever the reason. He's trying to get into he can't get out of his own head. This guy, and one of the reasons that he's such a great talk host is because he can't get out of his own head. And I could see the wheels moving in his mind. You know, I'll do podcasts and I'll be more successful. Bunk 'em. If you look at the stats this week, from the point of view of the people who actually study who listens to the radio versus who's listening to podcasts and who's listening to Pandora and all this other stuff, it pales in comparison with people who are actually listening to the radio. Radio, by far, according to the studies, the best advertising medium still. You know, the young kids that buy advertising, I don't want to get too inside here, but they pay attention to what the latest fad is. And the fad isn't performing. The radio is performing. And so guys like Francesca and other people who think they're going to be just as popular, make just as much doing a podcast, there's only one guy that I know of who's been able to do that, that's Adam Carolla. I don't know anybody else who's done it. Am I wrong?
There are people that have some successful podcasts, and Adam Carolla is one of them. He would have been more successful had he succeeded as, you know, Howard Stern's successor and had a podcast.
Right.
He would be much better off. Yeah. But no, you're right, and it comes down to platforms. Don't leave the platform that made you what you are.
No.
I mean, stay the platform. You know, if you're big on radio and you're number one on radio, you're not going to be bigger on anything else unless maybe you're Sean Hannity and you run for president.
Yeah.
There are only exceptions to the rule. If you're big in newspapers, keep that column. Stay with the platform that brung you to the dance.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson a lot of people don't know.
That's all.
What else can I say?
It's just very interesting. There's nothing else to say. I don't want to belabor it. I just find it's interesting. And the other thing that maybe I was sort of surprised at, because I've only met Boomer Esiason a couple of times. He came from Cincinnati, where I worked, and we were on the same station together for a while.
He's a nice guy, sort of.
Yeah, well, I don't know where he...
I know where you're going.
Yeah. So he goes on the air,
right,
and he starts taking shots
right
at on the same station. Never mind,
yeah,
it would be all right if it was a competing station. He's taking shots at him, and he's going to be on the same station with him. I don't know how that's going to work, but if I was management, I think I'd be... I mean, I want the guys to speak their mind. But
well,
I'm thinking
there's a case could be made that it's part of the sports radio culture,
maybe,
and that it's entertaining to the audience.
One maybe it helps promote. Maybe it's an inside that we don't know about.
No, it isn't. It's real. They're not organized enough. They're too disorganized to pull off a conspiracy of that nature. That, things like that. There have been fake feuds in show business,
of course.
Yeah. But this is not one of them. I have found studying the talk media for so many years that the culture of sports talk radio is very different than the culture of any other area of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. The people in sports talk radio don't think they're in radio. They think they're in sports. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, they think they're in professional wrestling.
Only
it's not fake. It's real.
Right. Yeah.
They're more like maybe mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. They're warriors. They hate each other. They're combatants. They want to kick each other's butts. They want to beat each other in the ratings. They don't like each other.
No.
And they're mostly kind of ornery guys that are I don't know, frustrated jocks. And I don't mean disc jockeys.
Well, most of them have been sports. It wasn't Francesco sports. He played football or something, didn't he?
What I think so, yeah. Now, yeah. He spent his whole career, really, at WFAN. He worked his way up.
He was the first guy to do a legitimate sports talk radio program 30 years ago, wasn't he?
He wasn't the first guy to do it, no, hardly. But he was one of the first major stars of the all-sports format.
Yeah,
we've had
right.
sports. I mean, don't forget somebody named Howard Cosell, my friend.
That's right, too. But they didn't have sports talk radio.
You millennials are all the same, Doug.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. All right, let's pause for a couple of announcements, then we'll continue on. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the stories, the people, some insight into what's going on in the business. Matter of fact, we'll have more of Michael Harrison's insight when it comes to using certain words on the radio. We'll get his point of view on that as we continue. It's 20 minutes past the hour.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS. 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. I hope that doesn't make it the year anywhere. 23 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with our review of what's going on. We've listed the stories and the people. Number six item this week, Bill Cosby being convicted. Sort of on the heels of an announcement, the accusation of a couple of women that Tom Brokaw has sexually harassed NBC News employees in the 90s. And so there's sort of details of that. Try to kiss this woman. Oh, my God, more trouble for a guy who seems to be an American institution. Is there anything that's sacred? Anybody who's clean?
Yeah, the ones that you don't hear about.
Yeah.
I mean, there have to be clean people. It just it seems that way. But no, I believe that most men are decent.
Yep, I do too.
And
most people are decent.
Yeah. And I just believe that. If I didn't believe that, I don't know what I would do. I mean, you know, we have to be grateful for the decency of the human race.
You can get pretty cynical if you do this. Alex, if you listen to Alex Jones every day, you'd be nuts.
Well, Alex Jones is forced being America's number one conspiracy theorist, and there aren't enough conspiracies to fill the bills, so he has to make them up.
Make them up.
And that undoes his credibility. I mean, that's the problem. He should never have called himself a conspiracy theorist. He should have called himself an investigative reporter and an entertainer. And in that way, you don't have to constantly have a new conspiracy.
Yeah, there are conspiracies. But that kind of stuff leads to...
But there's not one every day.
No.
And everything is not a conspiracy. This is... It's just overdoing a good thing. But, of course, there are conspiracies.
All right. So, from that point of view, there's a story floating around in the media, the news media this week, and also the trade media, about a St. Louis situation where a state rep has called a radio program and used the N-word. And there are people who want him fined. They don't know that you don't find people, you find radio stations. But interesting response you saw, Michael, that the FCC says that a lot of people use these words, this word now, the N-word, and there's, you know, and then the station management says when the people who are the N-word stop using that on their rap songs or their comedic routines, then we'll stop using it on our air. So what do you think of that? This obviously the references to the N-word, using it on the air, and whether talk hosts ought to be able to do it or not do it. It's more politically correct stuff. What's your take
on
that?
Well, my immediate take to what you just said is I doubt that the person said the people who are the N-word who use it in rap songs, because they are not necessarily the N-word. Nobody is the N-word. So let me just make that clear, and I'm sure you agree.
Yeah.
If they did say that, well, that's pretty insulting based on current standards. And current standards are important. Look, the FCC's role in regulating what is done in content and programming is murky, and it's very difficult to enforce, and it changes from region to region and from era to era. Words that are insulting, ethnic insults, are not considered obscenity. Obscenity are clearly spelled out words, functions,
right,
and the context in which they're
nine
presented.
Others in the that famous
however
bit that was done by
however Colin. However, this broad, murky area that we call hate speech does have its consequences, and it's not necessarily by law, but rather by business practices, social practices, and public pressure. So that's my official answer to your question. You know, they could lose sponsors and have a bad image.
I mean, but how is it any different than using the term midget or retard? I mean, those are politically insensitive and incorrect these days, but people still use them. And so what
well,
are
people
we
also say dirty words. I mean,
yeah, good fine.
But you're not supposed to say that on the air.
No. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Women's tees, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Kids' jumping jeans, tops and bottoms, just $6. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get Kohl's cash. $10 for every $50 spent. And Yes to You members earn double points. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow. Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
The history of talk radio, a focus on the talk radio programs and stations and the hosts of the day. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You may find the replay, if you will, or the current play of the countdown at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Anytime, day or night, any week, any month, any year, talkradiocountdownshow.com. The latest information and conversations that Michael and I have regarding talk radio. And you can also follow what's going on by going to talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio business, all the elements of the week. It's a trade publication, but yet there are so many people who are interested and fascinated with the format that they go on to talkers.com and see what's going on, the headlines, some analysis of things that are interesting. I found this week let's spend a little time on the difference between public radio and for-profit radio when it comes to talk, and how the situation in some markets is changing, Michael, because is it the quality of radio? I'll ask you, why is it that some of the commercial stations are not doing as well as some of the non-commercial stations in certain cities?
Because it's all radio, and it's all in the same place, and it basically has different vacuums that it fills, different niches. And public radio, whether it's NPR-type public radio or PRI, you know, all public radio is not NPR. People should know
right.
that. NPR is just a syndication company, basically, that provides programming to public stations. And there's all kinds of competition from them, too. It's funny when I hear PRI shows called NPR. So public radio generally is less conservative. As a result, conservative radio calls it liberal, but it's not necessarily liberal. It's much more of a center perspective. It's not sensational. It's more of a measured approach to the news and to conversation about it. It fills a gap for certain people, many people who like that type of talk radio. And frankly, I've been telling the commercial world for years there are a lot of lessons that they could learn from public radio and do it as well, and there'd be an audience for it.
Yeah, there is. There's obviously is an audience.
And a loyal audience.
Doing. Yeah.
Very loyal audience, very educated, in some cases affluent, not necessarily so, and it is a major force in radio broadcasting, equal to, if not greater in some cases, than commercial radio.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes some of the programmers that you and I both know will say, you got to move fast, you got to get started right away when the top of the hour is over, let's get right into the issues. And yet, if you listen to some of the most popular PR, as you said, NPR or Public Radio International PRI shows, they have long analysis pieces that go on for 5, 6, 7 minutes sometime. Their approach is much less frenetic than is some of the commercial stations. And it's really interesting to see what people prefer. It does tend to get you to understand the world is full of very different people, very different influences, very different takes on issues.
And there are different options. There are different options to it.
There ought to be.
Like, I think that, you know, they say, oh, you can't make any money with intelligence. You have to talk to 12th grade education, you know, in the news and all that. I think that the intelligent, as a voting block and as a listening and viewing block, as a consuming block, the intelligent, people who are very intelligent, I think that's one of the largest niches out there that basically goes untapped by commercial media.
I think that's a very astute point of view. So, thank you for making it.
Yeah, but I mean, in commercial media, if you're too intelligent, they say you're talking above people's heads. But
right,
there are
exactly.
people whose heads are above the people that are making that
right.
decision.
And more people than not. You know what it is? It's another one of those dumbing down of the media, news media, dumbing down of what's in school. Like, we don't have anybody that's got a brain in our country. And it's insulting, actually.
It's insulting, and it also sets a bad standard. The world of the 21st century is clearly going to be owned by the smart people.
Yeah.
The intelligent, you know, they say the meek shall inherit the earth, the smart shall inherit the earth in this 21st century. And the U.S. has to understand that its power does not just come from military might. It has to have brain power, and that doesn't happen organically. You have to work at it. It's like you're not going to build up a ripped body if you don't go to the gym. And education is going to the gym for the mind. And we don't take that into consideration. We're on some kind of a hell-bent movement toward thinking that stupidity is somehow virtuous.
Yeah.
And that ain't the way to go.
It's cool to be dumb. No. Okay, now, to the next point here, Michael Harrison does an interview every week, And you can find it at Talkers. You can find it at the mhinterview.com. Michael has this week done something, and he told us a little bit, you teased us last week a little bit about how the mother-daughter combo, former Senator Barbara Boxer, used to call her Bobo, and her daughter Nicole, are on this Michael Harrison interview. So bring us inside now, because the interview is actually posted, as to what it was that you found most intriguing talking to both of them. I don't know much about Nicole, frankly. I know a lot about Barbara Boxer.
Nicole is an award-winning filmmaker. She's a documentarian. She's a bright woman with a career of her own, and a very successful one at that, and she's extremely well-spoken because she does interviews on these documentaries. She's won Peabody Awards, Emmy Awards, nominated for Academy Awards. We're talking about a major figure, regardless of the fact that her mother was a 24-year member, a high-profile member of the U.S. Senate, 40-year elected official. You have a power duo here, two women, two mature, intelligent, well-spoken women that I had the pleasure of spending an hour with on this podcast talking about everything in the world. And it's fascinating, and I strongly recommend anybody that likes good listening and wants to hear not only the dynamic between a mother and a daughter, but just a lot of intelligent discussion, check out mhinterview.com, and it's the Barbara and Nicole Boxer conversation. It's
mhinterview.com. I remember when I first started doing talk on KABC in Los Angeles, Barbara Boxer was just making her way into the Senate. It was about that time, mid-90s, right, when she went to the Senate. And the stories about her from her days as the number one person in the Board of Supervisors up in Marin County, basically San Francisco, that area, and how she turned that into being able to run for Congress and then ran for the Senate. You know, there are a lot of things, and I'm saying this with hopefully the most amount of respect. I find the double standard here amazing, or maybe we're catching up to the double standard. Barbara Boxer was reputed to be quite a sexual mistress. And the stories that were told about her and things that came from her getting political fame and fortune from men who were jealous were about as obscene as it. We talk about men all the time doing this sort of thing. Whether it was true or not, I never found it out. It was just the rumors about her. She's a very attractive woman. Even today, she's stunningly beautiful. I think she's very attractive anyway. But the fact that because she got to where she did, everybody thought it was sexual. Everybody would say, oh, yeah, she slipped away to the top, blah, blah, blah. And at that point, it didn't have the same impact as it does now, Michael, in terms of men and women and with the new culture that we're creating in our country that gets away from that sort of thing. Does it ever keep people, though, from snide comments? We're talking about, you know, the insinuation, suggestion, whatever it is, that women can't make it on their own without having to use their sex.
Well, that's a big topic that you just brought up, and I guess there'll always be sexual innuendo as long as the human species, the human animal, is a sexual creature, which we are to a certain degree.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind Barbara Boxer did not sleep her way to the top. Barbara Boxer is a brilliant communicator and one of the sharpest people I've ever talked to on the radio. So the fact that she happened to be and still is very good looking, which again is a subjective determination.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it doesn't surprise me. But I mean, you know, people are people. It is what it is. I don't think that I don't think in her case it really applied.
Is she doing a podcast of her own?
Yeah, she has a podcast with Nicole at Podcast One. It's called Fight Back, and it's about politics. It's about contemporary issues, and the two of them work together as co-hosts. Barbara Boxer is the star of it because she's the bigger name, but.
Right.
The two of them work beautifully together. I was hesitant at first when I had the opportunity to interview Barbara Boxer, and then I found out that Nicole and Barbara wanted Nicole on it. I don't like doing two people interviews, especially when we're not in the same room, and you can't see, you tend to trip on each other. But I was really delighted that I went along with it, because they worked so well together, and with me, it's as if they've been a radio team for years, and they just started a few weeks ago. So, yeah, they have a
they Well, they've probably podcast. Been working at being together for all those years, mother, daughter. They know what makes each other tick, and sometimes that's really helpful to get a tag team going.
Yeah, yeah, like and they have a chemistry. Nicole was talking about the Zuckerberg hearings, and she says, "I love the part where the senator said to Zuckerberg, Zuck, where were you?" And Barbara jumps in, "He didn't say Zuck." and Nicole says, "Well, that's the way I'm explaining it." You know? And I'm sitting there laughing to myself. This is like a seasoned team. Hey, Zook. He didn't say Zook. Well, that's the way I'm explaining it.
Right. Yeah. Great
you know,
stuff.
That type of thing. It gives you insight into the chemistry between two people. People don't realize that doing a two-person presentation on radio is a cerebral dance. You can step on each other. You can trip all over each other. You can have bad chemistry. It's a very, very delicate art form that is very difficult to do well.
Imagine, I don't say this, I'm just using this as an example, not to blow smoke in my own ear, but for years, many decades, I've been doing that, not only trying to make it work in the duo, and in this case, there are four people on the air with me doing the DJV show. We're not in the same place. We can't see each other. We just have to rely on what we know about each other and the cadence and how it all works in order to make it to sound like we are all in the same room.
Absolutely. One of the problems in radio today, again, more behind-the-scenes stuff, is a lot of these teams that you hear, morning teams and sports teams, these duos and trios, they're shotgun marriages. They're put together by the suits that run the place for economic reasons and for their idea of what would work, and two people suddenly find themselves partners on a radio show, which is a very intimate thing, very intimate relationship, and it takes a lot of knowing each other, and they have to do a show together and come out of the chute, you know, in a gallop, and it doesn't always work. Many of these teams hate each other.
Yeah.
They do. You know, they hate each other.
Oh, my God, it's funny. All right, 13 before the hour on the countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Is there such a thing as a smart light bulb? Actually, there is. And Philips Hue Personal Lighting is the world's smartest LED light bulb, allowing you to easily control the color and intensity of lighting in your home from your smartphone or tablet. Chris Burke from Philips Lighting explains.
What the system allows you to do is create and control your home lighting directly from your smartphone or tablet. You can create customized light settings based on your favorite photos or choose lighting settings to help you relax, concentrate, read. Hue has a number of unique features, including wireless connectivity through the easy setup of a bridge. On top of all of that, Hue also gives you huge energy savings. Each Hue LED bulb uses 80% less energy than traditional light bulbs.
Find out more at meethue.com. That's meethue.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, so Michael, final comment on something that has happened as of later, as we're going to press, as it were. The story with Paul Ryan canning the House chaplain because he delivered a prayer which Ryan didn't like.
I don't know much about that story, so I can't really comment much on it. Why don't you comment?
Well, Ryan, this guy, his name is Patrick Conroy, prayed. They have a chaplain. I don't know why there is a chaplain. I thought there was separation of church and state, but the House and the Senate pay chaplains of every denomination to be the chaplain or to be the representative of that religion. Anyway, this guy, Patrick Conroy, delivered a prayer on the House floor in which he said there were no winners or losers in the GOP tax bill. Ryan didn't like it, so he fired him.
He didn't like the fact that he did a political comment.
Yes, right.
And he's right.
I think he is, too. I don't think there's a place. I don't even think they should be there, frankly.
Well, that's another issue. There's a murky border around the rule of separation of church and state, and it has to do with the cultural things, and that's a whole issue that'll never stop being argued.
Well, we'll argue it next time we're together, which will be next week. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer, college prof. He's an expert when it comes to identity theft and scams. He's written a number of books. If you go to scamicide.com, you will find out how to work around the dangers that are lurking at every corner. There are all kinds of deals. The 3 billion robocalls that were placed just last month alone, some scrutiny for cell phone users and rulemakers, lawyers, all that sort of thing. So how do people get... I don't know if I'd consider this 100% a scam. The idea, Steve, that people get these calls. I have them on my phone, and frankly, yeah. I've tried getting rid of them using this stuff. Now you got to pay to keep them if you're a Sprint user. Some of the other outfits, AT&T and Verizon, have some kind of an app you can use. But this is offensive. Why is it that we're subjected to this?
Well, because we can. You know, the thing here is that you're not even getting a call from a telephone. You're getting a call from a computer.
Yeah.
And so when the computer can load every kind of telephone number there is, they crank them out. It takes no time. They're automated messages. And, you know, even if you pick up, and it's an automated message, hang up. Because automated messages for commercial purposes are illegal. So you know it's got to be a...
Well, that's what I mean. How are they still being done? Because they are illegal, these things.
It's whack-a-mole. And the FCC and the FTC both work in this, and the FTC will try and shut these down, and they will shut them down from a particular computer or number that's being used to send them when they become aware of them. And the various phone providers do the same thing, but then they just get another telephone number.
Right. So pandemonium. It's
really, really difficult. The future has got to be the technology that recognizes as it's coming in that it is an automated call and should knock it off. You know, I've used Nomo Robo, the free version, and it has been pretty good. It's not perfect.
Really?
But it is amazing. There are sometimes I will see on my caller ID a call that seems to be something I would recognize. And with Nomo Robo, if it's a scam call, it picks it up after one ring. So I'm about to pick one up, and whoop, off it goes. So they're able to mimic it. It's why you get calls that look like they're coming from your own telephone number or the IRS.
Yeah.
So you can't trust any of these.
I have put that Nomo Robo on mine, and it works some of the time. The phone will ring once and it goes away, and then sometimes it doesn't because for whatever reason it doesn't recognize the number. Here's something else to be aware of. There's a scam where you receive a uniform traffic ticket, which says you were clock speeding in New York at X time for X speed, and then it tells you to open an attachment and mail money to the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles. Of course, the attachment has a virus, and bingo, you're in trouble right away.
So, you know, almost every one of the biggest data breaches that have hit companies, governmental agencies, and all of us as individuals come down to what they call spear phishing. And these are emails or text messages that are tailored to us that look legitimate, may even have our name in there. And there's a link, and you click on the link. You click on that link, and you're going to download malware. And it can be ransomware, where they lock up your information, or it can be stealing information, make you a victim of identity theft. So you really can't click on links unless you've confirmed they're accurate.
All right, a couple of legal items here. The Stormy Daniels case, all of these people who are going to fall because of this, is it worth a moment?
Yeah, I think the Stormy Daniels case is something that there is something there. And you've got Michael Cohen now taking the Fifth Amendment in the civil suit, but he's doing that based on the fact that something he say there may be used against him in the federal case, the criminal case against him in New York. Although if they're talking about attorney-client privilege, the president has already gone on record as saying, no, he did very little for me, so there shouldn't be any problem with attorney-client privilege.
How about the legality of Bill Cosby? He's convicted. Where does he go to jail, or he has to pay a lot of fine, or his appeals take him for the rest of his life?
I don't know how long he's going to go to jail. They're going to certainly take his age into consideration. But after all of this and what it entails, and the fact that he's 80, enjoy your years in the jail. He won't die in jail, but he'll serve time.
Well, but grab all of his money. Gloria will go to work now and sue in civil court, right? Get all the dough from him. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman helping us out here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.